Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed conducting simultaneous elections under the One Nation, One Election by urging youth to have elaborate discussions on it. He said multiple elections hinder the pace and speed of the work done for the country. Prime Minister Modi was speaking at the annual National Cadet Corps NCC rally at the Karaipa Parade Ground in New Delhi yesterday. The theme of this year's rally was Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat.
देश में एक बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण डिबेट चल रही है और लोकतंत्र में ये मंथन बहुत आवश्यक है. वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन, लोकसभा और विधानसभा के चुनाव एक साथ हो और हर पांच साल उसका समय जब निर्धारित हो तब हो. मैं आज विशेष रूप से आग्रह करता हूँ, हम बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में इस डिबेट के अंदर हिस्सा लें. ये सीधे सीधे आपके फ्यूचर के साथ जुड़ा हुआ विषय है.
Prime Minister Modi termed the youth of the country as the force for global good and asserted that future of world cannot be imagined without them. Mr. Modi said NCC has constantly inspired the youth towards nation building. During the event, a cultural program was performed by more than 800 cadets, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. The rally also witnessed participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Information and Broadcasting Minister Aishwini Vaishnav and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat launched Waves Bazaar, Wa Ustad Challenge and Waves Awards in New Delhi yesterday. The union ministers also launched Create in India Challenge Season 1, inviting international participation as a part of Waves 2025. Waves Bazaar is a premier global e-marketplace for the media and entertainment industry, offering buyers and sellers a platform to connect, collaborate and grow. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnav expressed hope that with the initiative, India will soon become the capital of creative economy.
वेव्स का उद्देश्य रहेगा हमारी इस क्रिएटिविटी को, इस स्टोरी टेलिंग ट्रेडिशन को और नौजवानों की और क्रिएटर्स की इस ताकत को एक नया स्थान मिले, ग्लोबल रिकॉग्निशन मिले और भारत क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी का कैपिटल बने. अब जो वेव्स जल्दी ही अनाउंस होगा वो दुनिया का पहला कन्वर्ज्ड ऑडियो वीडियो और एंटरटेनमेंट का पहला समिट होगा.
Speaking on the occasion, Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat emphasized that the initiatives launched are set to amplify the nation's soft power on the global stage.
भारत ने आर्थिक दृष्टि से प्रगति की है, पूरा विश्व इस बात को स्वीकार करता है. भारत ने सामरिक दृष्टि से प्रगति की है, तकनीकी के क्षेत्र में भी. किस तरह से भारत ने पूरे विश्व को एक नई दिशा दिखाते हुए एक नया सम्मान अर्जित किया है, लेकिन इन सब के ऊपर भारत की जो सांस्कृतिक शक्ति, जो भारत की असली ताकत है, वो ताकत भारत की नई पहचान विश्व भर में गढ़ने और भारत के लिए सम्मान अर्जित करने का साधन बने, उसके लिए ये प्लेटफॉर्म जो है अत्यंत प्रासंगिक भी होगा और महत्वपूर्ण भी होगा.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said the Waves Bazaar is a transformative initiative which will bring together buyers and sellers of media-related content. Wa Ustad is a unique classical and semi-classical talent hunt. The nominations for Waves Awards will open from the 15th of February. Minister of Horticulture Salhutunyo Kruse yesterday visited the Atwizu Horticulture Farm to review its progress and initiatives. During her visit, Ms. Kruse met with District Horticulture Officer Zenhebotu, Dr. Alongba Tzadir and his team, and discussed various strategies for improving of the farm and enhancing support and services provided by the department to the farmers. India's fast bowling spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been named the winner of the ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year award for his exceptional performances in 2024. The pacer took an astonishing 71 wickets while bowling 357 overs in 13 matches at an average of 14.92 last year. On the other hand, Indian opener Smriti Mandhana has been crowned the ICC Women's ODI Cricketer of the Year for her outstanding performance in 2024. The India vice-captain Mandhana set new career standards in ODIs, scoring more runs than ever before in a calendar year. And Goa secured a dominant 362-run victory over Nagaland in the Ranji Trophy Plate final, clinching the prestigious title after setting a challenging target of 578 runs. despite strong resistance from Ham 54 and Nischal D31. Nagaland's second innings challenge fell short as they were bowled out for 215. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.